Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1625. Visible translated text is as follows, before the coroner's inquest and on the trial of the case. I did not put anything in that paper different from what I swore on the trial. This man was tall and there was some defect in his front teeth. Exhibit A referred to above is as follows. Miss Nellie Pettis, sworn for the state in rebuttal. Direct examination by Solicitor General. Q. What is your name? A. Nellie Pettis. Q. Miss Nellie, do you know Leo M. Frank? A. Yes, sir. Q. How long have you known him? A. Well, I don't exactly know him personally, but I know him when I see him. Often enough to know him. Q. Were you acquainted with his general character prior to April 26, 1913? A. Yes, sir. Q. Was it good or bad? A. It was bad. Q. Bad. Are you acquainted with his general character as to lasciviousness, that is, with women prior to that time? A. Yes, sir. Q. Is it good or bad? A. Bad. Q. What floor? When did you work over that at the National Pencil Company? A. I didn't work there. My sister-in-law did. Q. Your sister-in-law did work there. A. Yes, sir. Q. How often were you up there around there? A. Well, I went nearly every Saturday. She would stay out and tell them she was sick on Saturday and I would have to go nearly everyone. Q. What for? A. To get her money. Q. To get her money? A. Yes, sir. Q. To get her money? A. Yes, sir. To get her money. Q. And who would you see when you went to get her money? Mr. Rosser. That is immaterial. Mr. Dorsey. It is very material because they have denied that Mr. Frank ever paid these people. Mr. Rosser. If it is for that, all right. The witness. I saw Miss Mayflowers mostly when I went, and one time Q. Did you or not ever see Mr. Frank with reference to that pay one time? A. One time. Cross-examination by Mr. Rosser. Q. Who is your sister? A. Mrs. Lou May. Q. Is she working at the factory? A. No, she quit just about 3 weeks ago, before the murder. Q. Where do you live? A. 99 Whitfield Street. Q. Where do you work? A. I don't work anywhere. I stay at home and keep house for my mother. Q. How long since you worked anywhere? A. Well, I worked last week in my mother's home. Q. What does she do? A. She works at 99 Whitfield Street. Q. What does she make? A. She makes paper boxes. Q. Makes paper boxes for the Atlanta Box Company? A. Yes, sir. Mrs. Lily Pettis, sworn for the state. My sister-in-law, Miss Nellie Pettis, has never stated to me at any time or place that what she swore on the coroner's inquest or on the trial of the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank was untrue. On the other hand, she has always stated to me that it was true. I remember sending my sister-in-law up to see Leo Frank to get my pay and waiting for her at the place she stated in her affidavit. I never told anybody, and I never signed any paper to the effect that I did not believe that Leo M. Frank winked at my sister-in-law. I read in the paper,